At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, sans Leighton, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans, fine purveyors of employer branding of the data-driven kind. Now, today, we are going to talk to a company which is a fine purveyor of the American dream, no less. But the question is, how do they do employer branding? Well, we'll find out in today's interview. Hey, Sarah, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. I am so glad to be with you here today.
Fantastic. So tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and what brings you on the podcast today.
My name is Sarah Staley, and I am the head of employer brand and culture at Realtor.com.
And Realtor.com, I think most of us can guess what that may be, but for the uninitiated listener, what does the company do?
Realtor.com is a digital real estate company, and we have been in existence. We revolutionized digital real estate 20 years ago, and we are located in the heart of Silicon Valley, right here in Santa Clara, California.
And how many employees do you have?
We have 2,000 employees, and we have 8 different locations. We're across North America and also have an office in Vancouver.
And so you're head of employer brand as well as culture. So what's the balance between those two?
The balance is unique and colorful on any given day. But employer brand and the employee experience, I find, are quite synonymous. And so for me, they dovetail quite beautifully and really transition into that entire 380-degree, 365-day of the year Realtor.com employee brand.
What's the challenges you're facing from a talent perspective at Realtor.com?
So at Realtor.com, we've been in existence for 20 years. We revolutionized digital real estate. And our goal as a consumer brand and a professional brand is to make the American dream come true. It is helping you find, own, live in that home where you're going to make memories, have dinners together, and raise children. And it's a really complicated process. And that in itself is a wonderful, laudable thing to be a part of. And it's also purpose-driven. And so what we compete with is the war for talent, like so many other companies who you want to find the very best tech talent, marketing talent, sales talent, data analysis, and also, though, find these candidates who have this purpose-driven component of what fuels them. And so for us, the challenge is, how do you find that talent that so many of the, you know, luminary brands in our neighborhoods want, but also find that talent that really has another meta layer, which is, I really care about what I do and the people that I'm going to serve. And for me, that's just greatly rewarding because it makes the discussion about employer brand that much richer.
Agreed. Okay. And so tell us about the strategy. How do you go about identifying, attracting the right people?
My role is relatively new. I started out at Realtor leading internal communications and focusing on the employee experience so that we could unify these 2,000 employees in these 8 different offices to truly understand strategically, where are we going? What is our purpose? What are our goals and objectives? How are we aligning to do that? And building a community to do that work in a way that was conversational and meaningful. And in my time here, I've been here now about 4 years. About a year ago, I just truly recognized that while we were doing a wonderful bang-up job on building that community internally, the external relevance of us as a brand it just wasn't anything that we had invested in. We'd spent a lot of time on our consumer brand, incredible advertising, witty tone, professional relationships at an all-time high of appreciation and engagement. But as it related to being a place where people wanted to work, there wasn't even a conversation to start. And I identified that miss and work with some wonderful people. I report into the chief marketing officer, and I now dotted line into the chief people officer because they were astute enough to realize, hey, you're right, let's do it. Hence my work in this space began. So we are relatively fresh and new into employer branding.
So it sounds like you've had your stakeholders on board from day dot. So did you have to convince them with a business case at all?
As a company and looking at our objectives of growth and strategy and being the best in the market and the competitive nature that comes with that, you're always looking at, do we have the right people? Yeah. Are we hiring for the right skill set and mindset? Are we attracting the right talent? And we were finding that that was becoming increasingly challenging with offices. Our headquarters here in the heart of Silicon Valley, but our offices are in Austin, in New York, in Scottsdale, in Vancouver, in LA. We're in all of the places that all of the other luminary brands are. And Realtor.com frequently does not show up on that employer of choice shortlist. And so it just became more and more obvious as we were looking to attract, retain that talent that we needed to be very intentional in that. And so, yes, while they were on board, it did require a bit of, you know, hand raising to say, hey, guys, I want to do this. I'm in. Let's go.
Got it. Okay, great. And I know you've been doing some work on EVP. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we have launched our employer brand, which I'm super stoked about your listeners going to our sites to see. And our brand is You For Real. We found that our employees come to work at Realtor.com instead of somewhere else because it's here at Realtor.com that their work can be seen and they can be valued and they can make a difference in purpose-driven, intentional work and really find success in being seen and valued in our space versus just being a commodity.
Is that your career website and your activation?
Yeah, so we're activating right now on putting these on all of the recruitment type channels. So, of course, Glassdoor, LinkedIn, Comparably, Stack Overflow, Indeed, if I didn't say that already. And, of course, Realtor.com/careers is in the making. And then we also have our RDC People Twitter handle as RDC People Instagram, and our hashtag is RDC Life. So that's RDC Life.
Wow. Okay. Great stuff. And so you've got all these channels. What sort of content are you putting out? Are we talking video or written content, audio? What does it look like?
Let me back up for a second. What we found with our employer brand of You For Real, with our employer brand, it was very important for us to be clear from the start about what are these attributes that our employees want to hear, and that is reflected in the content. And so our brand is authentic, it's smart, and it's empowering. And so when you go to our sites, any of these sites, what we hope that you will see there is that it's all about being real.
Yeah.
When you go there, we're going to show you that you know us. It's that whole sort of like show me that you know me attitude. So we poke fun at ourselves. Our advertising campaign is Homes for the Real of Us. And that's not unlike what we are trying to solve for with our employer branding experience, which is You For Real. So that might be data for real, code for real, market for real, analyze for real, hire for real. But we want you to show up authentically. It's also, though, you know, I mentioned authentic, smart, and empowering. Smart, that means it's witty, it's intelligent, and that's a fun part of our overall brand. So you'll see everything from Halloween and Thanksgiving to any given day where we're out in the field. We don't take ourselves incredibly seriously, but we do super serious, committed work. And so that's a super fun part, of course, our brand. But it's also empowering. So authentic, smart, empowering, which is important to acknowledge. because the human element of who we are as an employee is super important. One of the things that I talk about a lot in our employer brand strategy is empathy. You know, to be an employee, to be somebody looking for a job, to spend 8 hours of your day committed to this work, employees just want to be seen for the work that they bring and valued as a human being and in the uniqueness that they contribute. And so it's important for us that our employer value proposition and our brand and our communications on all of these channels brings that forward in a way that celebrates and respects and appreciates and gives a high five to everybody who's a part of our team. And we're hopeful that in that, that others will see and want to join us.
And I was thinking about the real you and the authentic piece there. Is there a plan to get employees to share their stories on these hashtags and perhaps help them to tell their stories as well?
Absolutely. Before we got started, I was sharing with you, I love listening to this podcast because there are so many different ways to go about doing employer branding, depending on who your company is, what your tone is, what you're looking to achieve, and size has a lot to do with it. But I've often heard on your podcasts, and I agree, and this resonates with me, that to have this truly come from the employees is where it's at. And I couldn't agree more. So, you know, we're going to be doing Instagram takeovers, and every office is going to have an opportunity to create their own themes and stories and videos. So you're going to see a lot of employee-generated, employee-authored, and employee-featured content on all of these sites because that's what makes Realtor.com great. We found in doing our employer value proposition homework that people truly come to the company and stay for the company because of the people who are here. And we want that to come through loud and clear in our EVP.
Fantastic. Now, I can see a future campaign there. I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm thinking if you work for Realtor.com, you're very passionate about homes, about houses. So it'd be interesting to see, okay, Sarah worked here for 4 years. And what type of house does she live in? Perhaps you don't have to show pictures of inside the house, but it'd be interesting. Just throwing it out there as an idea.
I love the idea. You know, the home is something that we can all relate to. And it immediately comes with an element of story and relatability and human connection. And we want your experience at Realtor.com to also feel like you're at home. And, you know, we hear people talking about being authentic. We hear about you for real, which is what we're about. But yeah, it's about we want you to feel at home. And one of the things that we've actually been playing with, because I think that this is so much more than just how do we attract talent, but how do we continue that lifespan of your cultural and employee experience once you get here? One of the things I've been playing with is like, maybe at employee orientation, everybody should be designing their own welcome mat so that we can just sort of get a flavor for who you are and what we're wiping our feet on every day when we step in.
Yeah, some interesting
things. But I like your idea better. Maybe we should just go with what house are you versus what doormat are you? Maybe that's not good.
Interesting. Okay, so how will you go about measuring the impact of these campaigns and the new EVP? Have you got any specific KPIs or metrics that you're looking at?
Well, we're just getting started.
Yep.
And conversations with you and listening to these podcasts is really helping us get clearer on what it is that we're going to measure. We're certainly taking a look at the content and the pages that we have now, the audience, the organic attraction to those sites now as a benchmark. But what we're looking into is how do we take a look at measuring social media? What's our reach, engagement? What's our channel growth? What's top performing content? Taking a look largely at organic. I suppose in the future we may be going into paid and inorganic, but that's what we'd be looking at socially and in a lot of those web channels. But we'll also be looking at page performance, you know, as it relates from landing on a page and going into conversion as an applicant, accepts versus denies. We'll be taking a look at converting applicants, the number of accepts versus rejects. And also, we're really interested to ask these applicants, how did you find out about us? Yeah. And once they get here, how are we doing? You know, if we're talking about you for real, it's not only about this pull of talent branding, but it's also your employee branding and your employee experience. And does that you for real continue to resonate in every step of your existence here within our company? So from an EVP standpoint, we will definitely be looking at social and conversion, but I'm also really looking at employee engagement scores and retention and just that sort of pulse on who we are as a people.
What tips have you got from the trenches of working on employer brand, culture, and EVP that our listeners should pay attention to?
What I have enjoyed the most about our process at Realtor.com and developing our EVP is the time that I was able to spend and that our team was able to take in truly engaging with our people. I've gone on a values listening tour. I've gone to every office. I've done interviews with people who've joined our company in the past 12 months to talk about why did you join us? How did you learn about us? What surprised you once you got inside our doors or once you came into the interview process? What keeps you here? We've enabled some hard-hitting conversations. So what I would say is truly step into the space of the people.
Yeah.
And ask them, what is your story? Why did you come here? And what do you think people should know about us? And in that exercise, I think that's where the employer value proposition, your brand, and your culture exist.
That's where the magic happens.
It is. It is.
Sarah, I'd like to ask you as well, what is it that makes this role that you're in, this function, this category, how is it special to you? What is it that gets you up in the morning?
I started in this role here leading internal communications, but I've had a long career and it started out as a reporter. Mm-hmm. And I love telling people stories and connecting with them. And I think that as a reporter, as somebody who did PR, marketing, advertising, and now employer brand, I think that what you can do with a person's story is a gift. And I love being able to step into a space of someone's experience and being able to learn from it and share it with others so that they can make an educated decision about what's right for their life. And for me, it's not just about being purpose-driven and helping people find their home at Realtor.com as you buy a home or sell a home. For me, I want to connect with you in a way that I get to tell your story and you get to know me and we get to step into a place of trust and learning. I just come at it from a place of loving people and wanting them to know that they're seen and valued in anything that they do.
Fantastic. Love it. Okay, final question. Where would you like to send our listeners? What's your call to action? And also, how can they connect with yourself?
I hope your listeners will spend a lot of time going to any of these recruiting channels where Realtor.com is featured. So whether it's Comparably, Glassdoor, LinkedIn, our Twitter and Instagram channels, we are Realtor.com, we're Realtor.com's careers, and we're RDC Life and RDC People. And if you would like to connect with me, I hope that you will follow me on LinkedIn. I'm Sarah Staley at Realtor.com. Or my Twitter handle is SK Staley, S-T-A-L-E-Y. And I love connecting with people on LinkedIn and Twitter. And I think the more that we can connect with one another, the better our work becomes. So I hope people will reach out.
Agreed. Thank you so much for sharing your insights today, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, there you have it. Now, if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, feel free to do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and all the usual places. And if you feel so inclined, why not leave a review, which it really helps us to reach more great listeners like yourself. Also, I'd like to mention that I am a judge in the upcoming Employer Brand Management Awards, which are taking place here in London in March 2020. If you would like to enter the awards, if you've done some interesting initiatives, campaigns, now is a good time to submit that entry. So it's employerbrandmanagementawards.com. ebmawards.com. It's quite a lengthy URL, but ebmawards is the hashtag on Twitter. Finally, if you're interested in measuring employer brand, by now you should know that the Employer Brand Index is the place to measure employer brand. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your company in an employment context. We really figure out what your organization's reputation as an employer is. And we give you scores, we give you pie charts, we give you all the data and all the insights you could ever want. So check that out at employerbrandindex.co. And that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
Have you heard about the new corduroy pillows?
No.
They're making headlines everywhere.